Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listeners, friends, community, welcome. Now listen, I promise to bring you interesting and novel ideas in the pursuit of our mission. Our mission is, of course, to help you make extra money, to help you create personal freedom, to do more of what's important to you, perhaps to leave your job and go full on in entrepreneurship, or maybe, as I said, just make some extra money. We've got all kinds of people out there doing interesting things. So, interesting and novel ideas, as promised. Today, you're going to hear about suing telemarketers and getting paid for it. What a great idea, right? Like the next time you get an annoying sales call, maybe don't hang up right away, because maybe there's a way you can actually get paid. Our caller today is going to refer to a story of a guy who earned something like $7,000 from doing exactly that. So is this possible for anyone? What do you need to know? Well, listen to this episode. I'm going to give you those answers. So as I said, you know, when you get those telemarketing calls, maybe hang on the line for a moment, because who knows? All right, just a thought. Detailed question, my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, this is Sarah calling from Knoxville. I heard an interesting story of someone who kept getting called by the same telemarketing company, even though they'd asked them to stop. Finally, they got fed up and filed a lawsuit, where they won $7,000. Listen, I hate getting telemarketing calls too, but for $7,000, anyone is welcome to call me anytime. Let me know if I'm on the right track to my next side hustle.
Yes, I'd take those phone calls as well. I don't like to take a lot of phone calls, but for, you know, $7,000, I would take that phone call. The thing is, of course, it's going to be a good amount of process to it. It's not just like take the phone call, get $7,000, but it is absolutely possible to sue telemarketers and potentially receive financial damages as long as you can prove they have violated the law, which often, you know, they do. They just keep calling people even after you have added your name to, you know, various lists. In which you're not supposed to be called and such. So when a telemarketer violates those laws, you may be able to file a lawsuit and seek damages. Well, you can certainly file a lawsuit, but you may be able to actually get those damages. That's the point. There's several federal laws that regulate telemarketing. Here I'm talking mostly about the U.S., but who knows, if you're in Canada or in the UK or Australia or somewhere else, might as well research this too, because if you're getting annoying calls or text messages, maybe there's a way you can get paid. But in the US specifically, it's the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. Sounds awesome, TCPA, and the Telemarketing Sales Rule, TSR. So there's various, you know, points that each of these laws make, setting out rules that telemarketers have to follow and such. And so if you feel like, you know, your rights have been violated or you're just annoyed by these calls, what do you need to do? Couple steps. You need to gather evidence. You might need to get your phone records, which you can get from your cell phone company, or I guess if you have a landline, who knows? I guess if you have a landline, you probably get a bill in the mail, right? Okay, so you need to get your phone records, any other documentation. You need to determine, you know, which of these laws are being violated. So a little bit of research there. Once you do it once, you know, you're probably going to be well-versed in doing it again. Then you need to file a complaint with the FTC or your state's attorney general office. That's usually the best step, best next step. Then at some point, you're going to actually file a lawsuit if it comes to that. Of course, you can do that on your own, or you may want to seek the assistance of an experienced attorney who can at least help you navigate the legal process for the first time. So I've heard of some people who are doing this more than once. There is a guy, I don't know if it's the same story or not. I'll try to track him down because I was doing some research about this for my book. There is a guy who's kind of made a little bit of a career out of suing telemarketers and has made, I don't know the total number, but it's more than $7,000. So definitely an interesting thing. Let me know if you follow up on this and decide to start suing some telemarketers. I have no objection to that. I feel like it's probably actually a net benefit for the rest of us. So good luck. As I said, listeners, comments, questions, ideas, things you're working on, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We have a new episode every single day, 7 days a week. I want to make this show helpful and interesting to you so that you can learn and apply. So let me know what you think and how we can better serve you. That's all for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.